Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you the key to the door that will unlock your happiness. That's what we're shooting for, right? We just want to be happy. I know I do, and I hope you do too. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm glad you found the podcast. If you like it, maybe your friends will too. Share it. Get it out there. We need more positivity. We need to help the world be a happier place. All right, so share it out there on all your social media. That music that you heard in the beginning was written for the show by Robert Schultz from Schultz Music Publications. Check out all his publications at schultzmusic.com. Well, I don't have a drum roll, but the book is done. It is getting ready to go to press this coming week. Should be available to purchase in early March. I will keep you posted. I'm sure that I will send out an email to everyone who has signed up for the email list. There's about 500 people so far. If you haven't gotten on the email list, go to the website. That pop-up, just put your email in there, and you'll get on the list, and you'll be first to know when the book comes out. Also, you know that this show revolves around you and your issues in life and questions that you may have and looking for my positive perspective. And you know where to go. You go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me about it. I want to talk about it. I want to help you work through it. And I'll give you a shout out on the air, just like Julie from Norway listening on iTunes. Hey, Julie, all the way over in Norway. And Gordon, also in Norway, listening on Spotify. Wow, that's rare that I have two people from Norway. Tina, listening on Spotify, thanks a lot. Paula, Spotify in Argentina. And Gordana in Sydney, Australia, listening on Spotify. As you can see, this podcast is going worldwide, and it's so awesome. I love the fact that that is happening and going worldwide. That is just great. All right, get to the point of the show here. It's the thought for the day. It is Monday morning. And what is the thought for today? I don't have anything written down. So my thought for today is take the time to appreciate the small stuff. So many times in our life, we overlook the little beauties in life, the little beautiful things that happen. Maybe you'll see a bird up in a tree or something like that, or a flower or something beautiful or something that just makes you feel good. Take the time to appreciate the small stuff. All right. And like they say, don't sweat the small stuff, but appreciate it. Okay, today's show, a very generic topic, how do I stay positive? I can't tell you how many emails and text messages I get from people just like this one. Hi, Nat, I have this question. How can I deal with negative thoughts? I feel like I'm on my way to be 100% positive, but then I just start thinking negative. What should I do? Should I ignore it? Should I think positive things? And I think that letter is coming from Paula from Argentina. But so many people email me and text me saying, how do they stop the negative thoughts? How can I stay positive? How do I remain positive in these negative, trying times? Well, I talk about it a lot, and it's all in your perspective. It's all in the way you think about things. When you're thinking positive. Now, a lot of people that I've talked to or that I've come across in my life have said that you can't be positive all the time. You can't just think positive thoughts and be positive and be happy. Well, I have to tell them that I don't agree because of this. Here, I'm going to explain it to you. Because when somebody does something to you, let's say you're driving and somebody crashes into your car and everybody's okay, they just crash into your car. You get out, and if it's not your fault, you're going to get angry. You're going to get mad. Why? Because of the situation, what happened, it wasn't your fault. Your emotions start running wild. You start getting all tense, and you realize now you're mad. So you're creating that anger. Whether you believe it or not, you're creating it. You create every emotion and every feeling in your body because you have the total control over it. Your mind does. Nobody else is making you do anything. Nobody can make you think anything unless you let them or you let that thought into your head. So when it comes to the question, how can I deal with negative thoughts? You deal with them. You say, okay, negative thought. Let's say you lost your job. You're running out of money. You're depressed, and you say, maybe I shouldn't be alive. Maybe I should take my own life. Now, that's a pretty darn important negative thought. That's pretty huge. And with everything that's going on in the world right now, The suicide rates are up. Depression is up. Drug addiction is up. A lot of things are going up because people are giving up. They don't think that they have the control because they have relinquished control to outside sources, to the news, to the public, to social media, to what people say about them, to what other people's opinions are of them. And once you give up that control, once you accept what other people are saying about you or saying about your life or saying about society, once you just blindly accept that the world is a bad place, everybody's racist, you're going to die from this virus. And once you start thinking that way, it's hard to stay positive because all you're doing is focusing on the negative. So when you have a negative thought in your head, let's go back to what I said earlier. You're thinking that nobody loves you, your future's over, the world is going to shit, and you just want to end it all. So that's pretty depressing. Why would you want to give up? Why would you want to give up? Why would you not want to get past it and look at something different in your life? Why would you not think about what is good in your life, how you have helped other people in your life, what you bring to the world, what you can offer the world, what is your talent, what is your reason for being here? Maybe you're an artist, maybe you're a painter, maybe you're a good listener. Maybe you are a homeless person that doesn't have a job or have any money, but you can help somebody understand how not to be homeless again. Or you can talk to people, or you can help older people or kids. Well, there's so many ways to give back to society to help you feel good about yourself and to help the world be a better place, which in turn will help you to get rid of those negative thoughts. When you start seeing the beauty in the world and stop seeing all the darkness and all the depression and all that is wrong, when you stop focusing on that and start focusing on, oh, look, that's a beautiful sunrise. Or look at how nice that tree is growing. Or look at that awesome, beautiful car. Maybe you don't have it, but you can appreciate things that you don't have. And you can put good back into the world with your words, with your thoughts, with your energy. So back to the main question, how do I stay positive and how can I deal with negative thoughts? It's all in your perspective. It's all in the way you think. So you're having negative thoughts. Ask yourself, are they benefiting you? Is it helping your life? Is it conducive to happiness? And if you're not happy and you're blaming your unhappiness or your depression or your life situation on something else other than yourself, then those negative thoughts will stay in your mind because those are your excuses. Those are your emotional alibis to help you get through these bad times. And it's going to become a habit and it's going to become a lifestyle. After 21 days of thinking negative thoughts, it becomes a habit. After 90 days, it becomes a lifestyle. Then you have a lot of people think negative their whole life, but something can turn you around. A miracle in your eyes can turn you around. Being nice to someone or having someone being nice to you or understanding you can turn you around. This show may turn you around, giving you some hope and helping you to understand that you have the power to think whatever you want to think. And that's the truth. And if you don't believe that, you are not using your mind to its full potential. I've done the test before. I've asked you to think about something that makes you sad or that makes you angry and dwell on it and think about all those emotions around it. And you can get yourself into a sad, depressed state. Just like you can get yourself into a happy state by thinking about a happy baby or a beautiful scenery or a vacation that you went on or someone that you love, and you can get into a happy state and get your mind into a happy state and start creating that positive, happy energy. So, and one way to deal with negative thoughts is to replace them with happy, positive thoughts. Because a thought is just that. It's not reality. Not yet, but the more you think about it, you know what I say, what you think about, you bring about. So if you keep thinking of those negative thoughts, they're going to become your reality. They're going to become your lifestyle. They're going to become who you are. So it's time to start thinking about positive thoughts and staying positive. Think about something happy. When a negative thought comes in your mind, say, that doesn't serve me. I don't want these negative thoughts in my mind. I am not going to listen to them. I'm not going to perpetuate this negativity because I want something better out of life. I want to be happier. I don't want this negativity in my life. Maybe you're upset or you're depressed because you have no family. Maybe all your family members have passed away. Maybe you're all alone. Maybe you're homeless. Maybe you're broke. Maybe you have a disease. All that stuff can turn you negative and bitter on the world and make you give up on life. And since it is your life, that is your option. But just know that there are other options besides giving up and feeling negative and perpetuating the negative thoughts. So going back to Paula's quick email, she's on her way to being 100% positive, but sometimes I just think negative. What should I do? Well, I'll tell you, everybody has a negative thought. It says, should I ignore it? Should I think positive things? Well, yes, both. You address the negative thought and the situation and ask yourself, does it serve me? Do I want to feel this way? Do I want to be sad? Do I want to be negative about a situation that possibly hasn't even happened yet? And something I'm looking at worst case scenario in my mind, and I'm letting my mind run wild and creating this whole scenario of something that could happen that may never happen. But if you keep thinking it and you keep putting that energy out around those negative thoughts, I'll bet you that it will probably come true. So think about that. When you're thinking these negative thoughts, do you want them to come true? Whoa, hell no. Most people don't. So don't think them. Think positive. Think happy. Find that feeling down inside of you that is happy. What makes you happy? Find that thing that you love doing that you could do all day long for free. If you didn't have to work and you didn't have to do anything, what is the one thing that you could do all day long that makes you happy? Maybe you sew, maybe you knit, maybe you paint, maybe you play drums, maybe you take a walk, maybe you jog, maybe you pet your dog. Whatever it is that makes you happy that you could do all day long, think about that when those negative thoughts come into your head. Think about that thing that makes you happy. Think about the thing that makes you feel like you have your purpose here on earth. It gives you purpose. It gives you a reason. What is that thing? It could be more than one thing. I have several things that give me value on this earth. This podcast is rewarding in ways I can't even explain to you. The fact that I can play music and play drums the way I play is rewarding. It's unbelievable that I have this gift and I'm so blessed. The fact that I'm a good listener and I like to help people and I like my job, I got a lot of good things because I don't think about the negative. I don't think that, oh crap, I could lose my job tomorrow and be homeless. You know, what happens if I lose my job? Oh my God, if I lose my job, I'll be homeless. What if I get this virus? What if I get sick? What if I die? I'm not thinking about all that stuff. I am living my life and staying positive. And you should too, because that's what we're meant to be. Happy. That's it. We're meant to be happy. That's why we came to this earth. That's why we're in this meat suit that I call a meat suit so often. That's why we do this. That's why our consciousness is taken on this physical state so we can learn how to love and learn how to be happy. And then we can move on. Okay? So just stop thinking any negative thoughts. Put them out of your mind. Replace them with something happy, something positive. Change your thinking. You're thinking negative thoughts. Whatever you're doing, totally change it. Maybe go to a different place. If you're driving, stop and get out and walk around. Or if you're at work, step outside. Or if you're on a phone call with somebody and you get negative thoughts, I'll talk to you later. Whatever it takes for you to change the environment in your mind so you can change it to positive, do that. It'll get easier with time, the more you practice, all right? So stay positive. That's the goal here, man. That's the goal. All right, that's the show. Thanks to Julie, Gordon, Tina, Paula, and Gordana, everybody who takes the time to let me know you listen to the show. You don't know how much I appreciate it. I appreciate you so much, and I am so glad With all these letters and emails I get from you, I hear every day how much this show is helping everybody, and that keeps me going. It makes it exciting for me as well. All right, the book will be ready in March. I'll let you know when. If you've got something you want to say real quick, tell me what's making you happy. What do you love to do? What's the one thing in life that makes you happy? Text it to me at 304-506-3332. I want to hear what makes you happy in life, all right? That's it. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.